Yeah, it's extremely disappointed. Myself, David Dunn, disappointed as well. He's out there, referee, at the decision. And we, I think first and foremost, we understand the decision by the referee. He's made it on safety grounds as much as the pitch struggling a little bit. I think that's the we have to appreciate that's the modern game. That's the modern decisions with health and safety first. And I think we're frustrated. We're frustrated because we travelled up here yesterday. We prepared diligently as ever. The players were very much looking forward to building on momentum from Tuesday night. And you know, we've had confidence in the side. So we're frustrated. We're disappointed for the fans. Some of the players, families are driven up to watch the game and they're here already. So I think there's no winner today. So we have to accept the decision and move on.
It's the supporters you particularly feel for. I mean, that those of us who earn our living from it, I suppose it's you know, it's an annoyance for us, and we've got to come up here again on a Tuesday. But you know, it's been a lot of expense for people. But you know, I suppose they'll understand it. But in a way, it's sometimes you wonder whether perhaps if this was going to be like that, could we have got the game called off a bit earlier?
Well, I think that's always the, you know, the hope is that if the game's called off earlier, we're at the hotel. We can do something at the hotel. We can work the players there, do something. I think for the fans in particular, like you said, the expense, it's the time. You know, if we talk about the expense of you know, they can reuse the tickets if they're available to come, but it's the expense and the time and the travelling this time of year. So that's the hard part. You know, it is what it is, Dino. There's not, you know, there's you know, disappointment in my voice because we wanted to play. I think Oldham wanted to play. I think obviously the financial reward of the game, being on a Saturday afternoon, tickets sold and executive areas sold, you know, before Christmas is important. So they wanted the game on also. So I think the only winner today is the weather.
What it will mean, of course, with your continued interest in the Johnson's Paint Trophy, that January, which at one stage looked as though it might give you a little bit of respite with just Saturday games, is suddenly going to be immensely busy once again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's going to be a busy period. We've had a few of these this year. We was looking forward today. It's been a real hectic six games. This was our seventh in a space of 3 weeks, and we was looking forward to it as much as the others, to be honest, especially after Tuesday. And we were, you know, this was sort of end of a little run for us of fixtures, and we was looking forward to putting in a good display, trying to get a positive result, and then having a little bit of time to prepare for Gillingham. So all it does, what it does do is certainly give the majority of the players that have played a lot of football over the short space of time, gives them plenty of recovery time. Gives them a bit of downtime with their families, and it gives us an opportunity to prepare for Gillingham. Having said that, coming back here in probably January at some stage, or February, isn't always ideal, depending on the fixture calendar. So we'll look at it, and again, there's nothing we can do about it.